Now I'm on. Everybody's speaking about the revolution, but has there any been for you personal that really has changed your perception of the life? And if so, just give me just an idea.
An idea or an example?
An example, even better. Okay. Just shoot.
So I work with aphasia, which is a loss of language due to a stroke, and they can't communicate. They're trapped in their minds. We were able to kind of work with mixed reality to immerse them into a world of imagination and people. So we didn't have to give up virtual for real or real for virtual. And what happened is that they were liberated from their communication, and it's amazing. It brings tears to my eyes when I think about it. But someone who's trapped and has given up on life, has all new lease. That's power.
That's a great statement. Who else?
Come on. Okay, so in my case, examples that have most moved me haven't been from technologies, but it's been from people who focus really deeply on phenomena and perception, because that's how I'm perceiving things. So I saw this work 10 years ago, not 8 years ago, of someone doing really good research on different patterns of strobes on eyes and how that for each person leads to emergence of visual patterns that anywhere you look you can't help but not see, but for each person is different. And these are like really fractal psychedelic patterns, but it was physically happening inside my eye. Even if I close my eye, it was happening. So then my perception started questioning its own virtuality, which is it's where hallucinations start, phenomenologically speaking, not in a party way. And this was a deep understanding about my nature of perception and our relation with the world and how this is not the world out there, me perceiving it, and it was the embodied knowledge and everyone felt the same. So these are the experiences and I was like, wow, I could have read 1,000 books, but this just changed my understanding of how I exist in the world.
What a highlight of perceptions. We just go on. We have still 3 more people to answer. So you, woman first, come on, ladies first.
I would say other similar to you, there's experiences more about embodiment that completely change your mindset, which is very interesting because with embodied cognition, you get the body informs the mind, but the mind also informs the body. So I think now with this new era of immersive technologies, we finally get the ability to experience that firsthand and experience things that are not possible in the real world. So what is embodiment in a world where you can bring things that are impossible?
You have a personal experience which you can share with us?
Nothing in particular that I have off mind, but just in a broad sense.
Okay, up to you, Giovanni.
In conferences like these, you can meet a lot of revolutionaries that are preparing for the revolution, but it's yet to come. But what I can share is that, for example, now it's all about technology, but technology will, I hope it will become transparent and it will be all about experiences, because technologies right now it's quite suboptimal. I measure my success for example in cultural heritage related experiences when I see visitors coming out from the museums in which they experienced, for example, an augmented reality application, talking about the stories and about the contents that they met, the characters, and not talking about them wearing goggles or about frame rate or about field of view. I think that's the greatest success for an experienced designer.
I appreciate it, Valentino.
I think the conference, this event, is a great opportunity to share great ideas about virtual reality. And what we really share is that virtual reality is a great challenge and a great opportunity to understand how much our perception of the world depends of stimuli, not of our interaction with the real world, but of stimuli. So virtual reality becomes a playground to play with our perceptions, with our ideas of the world, with our point of view. This makes possible communication with other people based on empathy, based on a sharing of experiences and not only ideas, not only words, but deeply experiences.
Grazie mille.